We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Dreamforce is four jam-packed days of fun, learning, innovation, and giving back. But sometimes you want to pop off campus and taste some of the great things that San Francisco has to offer. Or if you come the weekend before or after, these are great opportunities to explore the San Francisco Bay Area. I am here with two of the pros of the food and beverage scene here in San Francisco and beyond, I must say. And I'm so thankful that you guys had time to join me today. First, Matt LaRiva and Dustin Finkel. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you.
Well, I know that you two have day jobs, but you do make it a point to really get out. But we want to start with right in our campus area. Let's start with what we have around the Moscone Center.
Right. I mean, it's the heart of the city. So there's so much that you can actually do to take you kind of away from the main campus. I mean, there's a lot of people, there's a lot going on. And sometimes, you know, you want to grab a coffee or you want to grab something to eat. And there's a lot of great things around Moscone. Even though we do provide coffee and lunch for you, it is nice to get away and have some time on your own. Some of the great kind of local coffee places around are like Blue Bottle, and you also have Ritual Coffee that have really beautiful coffee shops that are just a couple blocks away from Moscone that you can pop into, grab a cup of really great coffee, and then meander back in for maybe one of your sessions.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And if you have like 5 minutes to grab a quick bite of eat, I would recommend just going into Westfield Mall. There's actually a lot of great options within a mall. I mean, there's Buckhorn Grill for something if you want that home cooking. If you're kind of on a juice cleanse, there's Press Juicery. Yeah. So that's a great option as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, I mean, again, if to grab something for lunch, there's so many great options actually at Moscone. So if you go up just a block away, one of my personal favorites is called Lemonade, and it's from LA, which I'm from, but it's wonderful. It's like a huge buffet style. They have different types of salads. It's very vegetarian, very vegan friendly. And of course, they have lemonades. I'm a really big fan of the blackberry one, half sweetened, half not sweetened. It's really good.
Definitely. There's also really close around 5th and Market, there's Farmer Brown's, which is such a great restaurant and a great spot to jump into if you're like, I just want a quick drink and nosh at the bar, or if you want to sit down with a few people on your team. Definitely a great spot.
All right, so let's get a little bit more into that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, let's say that we don't want to grab and go anymore. We want to sit down, have a dinner with a few teammates. Where would you recommend starting with?
For me personally, I would say walk towards the Embarcadero. There's a lot of great spots at the Embarcadero Ferry Building itself. Personally, though, I would walk down about a pier or two, and it's Water Bar, I believe. It's in a wonderful restaurant, lots of great seafood, ceviche, which I'm a huge fan of. And you could sit down with your team, take that moment from Dreamforce, a nice breather, and really delicious food.
Right. And, you know, I mean, San Francisco, we have so many restaurants. We have so much, like, so many different types of cuisine. And if you're heading down, I mean, the Ferry Building is iconic, and you know, early November, such a great time of year with beautiful view of like the Bay Bridge. If you want to sit down and go out with your team, I'm a really big fan of Sen's, which is great. It's kind of like Moroccan, Middle Eastern inspired. Mm-hmm. They've got great appetizers, great food, but they also have a really big outside space to take advantage of the nice weather. And it overlooks the Ferry Building. It overlooks that iconic San Francisco sign and, of course, the Bay Bridge. It's great for like a team outing. I love it.
Yes, another great place for team outing if you are looking for maybe a good happy hour. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely have to recommend Epic Steakhouse.
Great. Yes. Yes. Crowd pleaser.
Another one right on the water. Great food, great drinks. And I definitely recommend checking out their happy hour. It is good prices, too, specifically when you're looking right out over the ocean.
Right. Yes. I mean, there's a whole row of restaurants up the Embarcadero. So just keep on walking. I mean, you can hit Hard Water, which is a great little bar that has wonderful local food. Keep on going. There's Butterfly. I mean, they're all along the water. So no matter wherever you go, you have a great picturesque view of the very iconic San Francisco Bay.
And a great secret little spot, which I know we visited recently.
Oh, yeah.
If you're walking along Market, staying away from the Embarcadero, it's the Pied Piper within the Palace Hotel. It's a wonderful little spot to get a nosh and a drink.
So. And so old school. Very classic.
Yeah, it is very, very classic. You're like, this is some leather bound books right here.
This has some stories in here.
I feel like you need to either get a martini or some really old scotch.
Absolutely.
Like, only options.
Yes.
I know that Pardot is going to be having having some great parties in there. I'm not sure if they're there the whole week, but it's also a really great opportunity to go visit Pardot and learn a little bit more
Absolutely.
About their software and maybe get a few bites to eat. And I know that they have some adorable Pardot puppies that are going to be there. So if you need some, it may not be food or drink, but it is puppies. And sometimes you need that at Dreamforce.
So that's where I'll be. I'll put that in my agenda builder to make sure I have some time to see them.
Exactly. All right. So we've had our nice dinner out. What are we going to be doing for maybe some drinks and bar or something along those lines in the neighborhood, Matt?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that people don't really realize about San Francisco, unless you've been here often, maybe this is your sixth Dreamforce and you know this, San Francisco is a big city, but it's very small. And so we've got great public transportation. And if you want to just get away from Moscone a little bit, you can just go down Market Street. One of our personal favorites is a great little bar called Martuni's. It's a old school classic martini bar with a live piano player. It's a nice space. You can take some if you have customers or if you have your team that you want to go out and grab a cocktail. There's no food, so make sure you've eaten before because
the drinks are
big.
Yeah, the drinks are pretty hefty, but absolutely delicious. And you walk in and you just feel like you're in classic San Francisco.
Absolutely. There's that front room if you just want to take a moment to chat with somebody, or if you're like, you know what, I want to go listen to a tune, perhaps sing along, then you can definitely step to the back room where the piano's at. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things that San Francisco is really pushing for are these rooftop patios. Mm-hmm. It's slightly new for San Francisco, and there are just a few popping up. But Dirty Habit is a great one.
Dirty Habit is great. Yeah, and there's Jones, which is a huge outdoor space. Yeah. And it can accommodate a large group, and it's in a very strange location as far as you enter into a hotel, but once you enter the hotel, you're on top of the roof. I don't know how they did it. It's magic. But that actual space with multiple bars is a wonderful venue to actually go out and enjoy some of the nice warm air.
And we do have some great weather right now. And I'm really expecting it to extend throughout Dreamforce.
Yes.
So let's cross our fingers because these are really great opportunities.
Absolutely. And one thing, I mean, we're completely overlooking it, but being in San Francisco and Northern California is the incredible wine selections that we have up here and really kind of contributing back to Napa and Sonoma with commerce and just pure dollars and to try to get back to those communities is going to some of our local wine bars. And we have some beautiful ones that are actually really close to Moscone. So like Hidden Vine is there, and it is a beautiful wine bar with a huge wine selection.
And some bocce ball?
And some bocce ball. So, I mean,
that is great for team outings.
Yeah.
The Press Club.
Press Club.
One of my favorites. Huge wine selection, great underground space. And if you want to venture out a little bit from Moscone, you can just take the KLRM over to the Castro. There's a great little wine bar there called the Blush Bar.
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of them actually up and down. Basically, if you're in San Francisco and you look around and walk a block, you'll find a wine bar and guaranteed to find some great local wines.
And I think that is something to point out is that we've had these horrible natural disasters and fires in Napa, Sonoma, and that there are a lot of opportunities. If you just Google online, opportunities to give back.
Right.
And a lot of these bars are doing things specifically, like you buy a certain kind of wine that they will be contributing some of that profit.
Well, the wineries, they need to rebuild. And so if you just are going and you're drinking their wine and they're getting a portion of it, it's going back to help to rebuild these wineries, which were unfortunately lost. And the people who in those communities work for those wineries and those families who own the vineyards.
Yes. So definitely something that we'll push out, but also an easy thing to Google.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. All right. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to go a little bit further. We've kept in mostly walking distance. If you were going to take bus, BART, Muni, where are you going first?
Yeah. If you wanted to venture out, then what I would actually go to your hood. I would go to where you live, Marissa. So the Mission District is super accessible by BART. I mean, there's a BART station that is right at the end of 4th Street, which is right in the heart of where Dreamforce is happening. And within 5 stops, you are in the heart of the Mission. And there are so many restaurants. Some of my favorite restaurants in this city are actually in the Mission District. I know you love Alba Ray's, which is, you know,
wonderful Cajun restaurant.
Absolutely. Really super cute. I'm a really big fan of La Linda, which is kind of an Argentinian steakhouse. The food is beautiful. And talk about a rooftop bar. They have El Techo, which is on top of that restaurant. And it is, all of that is completely accessible by BART. And so super convenient, super fast. You can travel like a local, have some great food, and again, lots of bars, lots of cafes. There's a lot going on in the Mission District.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some of my favorites are actually along the Muni lines. Personally, if you just take the J right out to Noe Valley, there's some great restaurants out there. Firefly is one of my all-time favorites. Delicious
food. It is really good.
Yeah, and it's quiet space, so if you just need to take that breather from Dreamforce, it's a good spot.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to, again, to get there. It seems like a world away from Dreamforce, but it's not. It's probably 15, 20 minutes total on Muni.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so we've talked a lot about food and drink.
Our wheelhouse.
But let's be honest, there's so much more to San Francisco than just food and drink. Oh, people have told me.
Yeah. Yes.
So let's say you get in the weekend before Dreamforce and you really want to explore and you're willing to go outside the city. Where would you go?
I could definitely talk about this. Some of my favorites. So if you're kind of the hiking type, you can stay right here and local within San Francisco. There's Mount Sutro, which is just around the corner and in our own backyards. A lot of San Franciscans forget it's there.
Yeah.
It's right off of 17th and Stanyan with a little tiny staircase that just opens up to Narnia. you would feel like you've left an entire world, and it's a really
it's beautiful
path, probably about a good half-hour hike and close to Sutro Tower. If you are more looking to relax, let's just say do yoga. On Tuesdays at Grace Cathedral up on the top of the hill, beautiful space. They do yoga within the cathedral, and it's a wonderful way to really experience San Francisco, I believe.
Yeah.
Simply beautiful. All right, Matt, what about you?
Well, I'm not so active, and that's great. you're not going to find me hiking anywhere. I'm a long-term resident of the city, and places that I continue to go back are some of the museums that we have that are super, super close within the city. So we have the Museum of Modern Art. So MoMA, which was closed for 2 years, recently just reopened, and it is absolutely stunning.
It is the most amazing museum.
It is gorgeous.
And also, speaking of, it has some great restaurants in it as
really
well.
It really does. And again, I know we're trying to get outside, but it's so, I mean, it is in the heart of Moscone. I mean, it is just a block away from Moscone, and it is just a beautifully curated museum. And if you're not really into modern art, just experiencing the space and the architecture is amazing. We also have on the Embarcadero the Exploratorium, which is such a fun museum. As an adult, it kind of makes you feel like a kid because it's all about hands-on and interactive science experiments. And it is right on the water, and it is so much fun. And on Thursday nights...
So you're done with Dreamforce.
You're done with Dreamforce. It's closed out. You're not leaving for the weekend, and you're not too tired from the week. Thursday nights, they have, it's basically like a program for adults. So they have beer and wine available, and there's, you know, have a couple glasses of wine and interact with the science experiment. It's really fun.
You'll feel like you're in Einstein.
Yeah, exactly, like you're in the Einstein Observatory.
Exactly.
It's a wonderful, wonderful place to go.
I must say that we also, right in that same area, we have the Jewish Contemporary Museum.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Also beautiful art, some great events going on there during Dreamforce.
The space at the Jewish Contemporary Museum is absolutely stunning.
And you know, if you need that matzo ball soup to get by.
Got a great cafe.
I mean, that's a great Sons
cafe.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes
great
you need that. You need your pastrami and matzo ball soup to get through the day.
Party.
My mother told me that.
Yeah.
All right, keep going, Dustin.
Other great spots.
Well, and you'll have to plan ahead. You'll have to buy your tickets in advance. However, one of the most iconic shows to go to is Beach Blanket Babylon. And I know, Dustin, you can probably speak about it a little better than I can.
Love this group. It's wonderfully tailored for San Francisco. Yeah. It's a recurring theme where Snow White is trying to find her true love.
Yeah.
And it's very topical. They'll switch it on the monthly basis of what's going on in the news. And you'll meet characters along the way to help Snow White find her true love. It's wonderfully theatrical and just an all-around good time and San Francisco favorite.
It's a true San Francisco experience.
And
absolutely.
The iconic hats.
Those huge hats.
Yes,
yeah.
You've probably seen them online. The huge hats they come out with throughout the entire production, and you're like, how are they actually holding their heads up with these gigantic hats on? It's amazing.
All right, so we have covered some of the theater. We've got some restaurants and food. So what about, if you want to take it easy, maybe the weekend before Dreamforce, you know you have a big week ahead of you. We have some pretty special movie theaters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's been very recent that these... which has been exciting for us as residents have popped up. Where I live, which is up in the Fillmore District and Pacific Heights, There is the former Kabuki Theater, which I think is now called an AMC Dine-In, but it's recently changed. But the concept is great. I mean, it's in the heart of Japantown, so you get to experience Japantown, which is one of my favorite
areas. I love Japantown. Great karaoke.
Oh my gosh. I mean, great karaoke rooms and amazing ramen, amazing sushi boats. Like, there's a lot of really great food. There's some great stores. Daiso is one of my favorite, where literally everything is a dollar, so make sure you bring extra luggage. But it's this theater where you get to reserve your seating, and it's plush seating, and you can have food, you can have dinner, you can have drinks, and you can watch any of the movies that are out right now, like Blade Runner, which is what I saw last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
In that vein, in my neighborhood, it's the Alamo Draft House. It's fairly new, wonderful space. Kick back. You can have boozy milkshakes all the way up to gourmet pizzas.
Yeah.
Wonderful. They serve you while the movie's going on. It's a really nice experience.
It's wonderful.
They not only have first round movies there, but one of my favorite things is that they do specialty movies, and they'll do sing-alongs and quote-alongs and just go beyond the normal. And it's just a lot of fun. You, again, do have to reserve seating ahead of time.
Yes.
So you can get those great, very comfortable seats, kick your feet up. They actually have a hop-in bar as well outside of the theater.
And speaking of sing-alongs, there's also the Castor Theater, which often has
iconic
sing-along films. And for families, but also for the kid at heart. I've gone to a few myself, and it's a blast. I mean,
what was the last one you went to?
Well, who can't resist singing to Little Mermaid?
No. I still do sometimes in my dreams. Do the hair flip and everything.
Everything. Never quite mastered it, but still working on it.
So there actually is a neighborhood that I wanted to point out that we did not quite get to, but you did in the vein of Beach Blanket Babylon, North Beach.
Yes.
We have the brand new China Live.
Absolutely. It is amazing. So again, San Francisco not being a huge city as far as their square mileage, I should say. Chinatown and North Beach bump up right against each other. And right on that border, they've built out this incredibly huge new area called China Live. And it has so many different restaurants. And there's a great Chinese place, a great Korean place. There's supermarkets. There's a bakery. And it's absolutely incredible. The space is beautifully designed. The food is so good. And it's brand new. I mean, it's only been open maybe 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. Again, it's right on the border. So if you're going to pass through to go to North Beach or come back into downtown Moscone, stop in and check it out. It's amazing.
They also have an amazing bar upstairs that's actually beautiful.
Yeah.
Really special.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of San Francisco, right? I mean, I feel like there's so many neighborhoods, and if you just take a stroll, within 20 minutes you've passed three different neighborhoods that are very distinct and unique within nature. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and speaking of Hayes Valley.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
You just lit up.
I love Hayes Valley. I used to have an apartment there. It's a wonderful space, and it's really grown over the past 10 years. It's got a wonderful park in the center, so if you just want to take a moment of sun, and usually with some sort of Burning Man artwork within the center there, Ritual Coffee's right by. They also have an ice cream store right there. Tons of great shopping.
Yeah.
So if you just want to actually find that new outfit, but from a local vendor, Hayes Valley is exactly the space you want to do it in.
And there's also, within Hayes Valley, even that neighborhood really has built up a lot in the last 10, 12 years. But some of the classic San Francisco restaurants, like Absinthe, is right in the heart of it, which is just delicious French food with big booths and great bar area that you can sit at and have some great appetizers or oysters, whatever you want in that area. But then they also have great new restaurants. So Monsieur Benjamin is this really beautiful.
So I've not been yet. Oh,
it's wonderful.
You are missing out. They have wonderful drinks, beautiful dessert. Yeah. So if you just want to end the night there, I recommend Monsieur Benjamin.
And then also right next door is SF Live at the Civic Center.
Yeah. If you're a fan of jazz, there's always really great jazz programming that is, it's again, fairly new complex. I believe that there was a Salesforce event there shortly after we opened. But yeah, they have great live performances. They've got a wonderful bar in the front, and it's in the middle of Hayes Valley, right near Civic Center.
I was going to say, that's the perfect space with lots of theaters. So definitely check out what's going on within the Opera War Memorial, within Davy Symphony Hall.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's so many great programs going on, so you can't miss out.
All right, so there's one last thing I want to get to is that as locals, we each have our favorite tourist activity. You have to.
It's true.
Like the one thing that you are not mad that you have to bring a first timer to. Dustin, what is yours?
okay, this sounds really quintessential, but whenever somebody is visiting San Francisco for the first time and, they've never been here, I like to give them what I call the full house experience. I'm Danny Tanner. I will take them to Alamo Square and make sure that they see the iconic Painted Ladies. It is one of the most beautiful views that I believe is here in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We will also take a ride on the cable car and hang off of it. I know, quintessential, but perfect.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. No. And for me, wrapping the day up with another wonderful, beautiful view of San Francisco on the top of Twin Peaks. If you can rent a car, take an Uber or Lyft up there, it is actually a space worth taking in.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. There are so many, but I've always been a really big fan of Golden Gate Park. And Golden Gate Park is huge. And people don't realize that it is larger than Central Park. And it has so many amazing things in it. And you can literally spend the entire day exploring Golden Gate Park. You have the De Young Museum, which is beautiful. And you can access the tower and go up and, look at the entire park and the city from it. They have the Academy of Sciences, which is a beautiful, beautiful museum with this living rainforest in the middle of it, this living roof on the top of it, and you have access to all of it. The Japanese Tea Garden, which is super, super iconic here in San Francisco, which when you go in, you're in a completely different world. You're not even in San Francisco. You're not in Golden Gate Park.
And plenty of lakes for you to rent rowboats on as well.
Oh, absolutely. There are buffalo.
There are buffalo.
Yeah, there's bison at Golden Gate Park. I mean, it's pretty spectacular. The windmill, everything. I mean, there's so many iconic and famous things within Golden Gate Park. And you really can, especially if the weather is going to hold up and be just as beautiful as I know it can be in the beginning of November. It's definitely worth taking some time to just get away from the city and enjoy some open space.
Awesome. So mine actually involves Golden Gate Park. Go to Hayes Valley, have brunch at one of the great restaurants, and rent bikes. And ride the Wiggle, which is a very safe and easy bike path that goes across the city. And end up on Ocean Beach and go to Hark Chalet.
Oh, yes.
And have food and drinks and hang out there. And also then on the way back, stop at the Conservatory of Flowers and just lay there for a while and enjoy the sunshine.
And the great thing about the Wiggle is San Francisco's known for its hills, but it's pretty and relatively flat.
Yeah.
So it's easy to do.
Yes. Anyone can do it. If I can. I think I've done it in a dress before, so I feel like that's okay.
Side saddle, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you both so much. These are incredible tips. And I can't wait for everyone to join us and see how amazing San Francisco really is.
Absolutely. I love this city, and I'm excited that so many people are coming to experience it.
Definitely.
Come trailblaze with us.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.